Back in 1927, I had a little farm and I called it heaven. Price was up and the rain come down and I hauled my crops all into town. I got the money, bought clothes and groceries, fed the kids, took it easy. The rain it quit and the wind got high and the black old dust storms filled the sky. And I swapped my farm for a Ford machine and I filled it full of this gas I lean and started rolling and drifting to California. Way up yonder on a mountain road, I had a hot motor and a heavy load. I was going pretty fast, I wasn't even stopping. I was bouncing up and down like popcorn a popping. Had a breakdown, sort of a nervous bust down of the mechanism there, some kind of engine trouble. Here's a way up yonder on the mountain road. I wasn't feeling so very good, and I give this rolling Ford a shove, and I was gonna coast as fur as I could. Commenced rolling, picking up speed, and there was a hairpin turn, and I couldn't make it. Man alive, I'm telling you, the fiddles and the guitars really flew. That Ford took off like a flying squirrel and it flew halfway around the world. Scattered wives and children's all over the side of that mountain. We got to old Los Angeles broke, so that gum hungry we thought we'd choke. And I bummed up a spud or two, and my wife cooked up a tater stew. Fed the kids a big bait of it, but that was mighty thin stew. So that gum thin, you could pretty near read a magazine through it. If it had been just a little bit thinner, I've always believed that stew had been just a little bit thinner, some of our senators could have seen through it.
Well, how did they treat you when you got to California? You people in these old jalopies and broke down trucks and everything, how did they welcome you with bands and banners and everything, or how was it?
Not with music bands. They had a little different kind of band that fitted on your leg. Had 13 links on it, and they had another kind of orchestra. They called it the Pea Patch Papas. And
what would that be, Pea Patch Papas?
Well, if you was out of work, see, of course, it's highly unsanitary to be out of work. What I mean by that is that in most towns all over the country, it's a jailhouse offense to be unemployed. And in that country, they enforced that when they took a notion. In other words, when you come to that country, they found different ways of putting that vague law on you and putting you either to working free in some pea patch or garden or washing dishes or something. But anyway, you're always working, and you wasn't getting nothing out of it. No, they didn't greet us with bands or nothing. They asked us questions when we come across the line, asked us where we was from and all about it. And then they tried to turn a lot of us back, the hobos, the boys that's riding the freight trains and hitchhiking down the road that didn't have any money in their pockets. We knew. We remembered the old tractor sitting back down there covered up with dust, the cows standing up on top of the barn and looking out across that dead sea of dust. And we said, no, mister, I'd rather be in jail here than sitting down there on that farm.
It was a matter of having the money, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a matter of having the money, that's it. They don't ask you where you got it, how you got it, who you got it off of, or nothing else. Just so you got the do-re-mi.